SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Oh, that's the official cue for hour number two on the Sports Grid Network here. Donnie writes out on a solo mission, Sirius XM Channel 159, Moneyline. It's what we do. We got a lot of hot topics to get to, including making some money in Major League Baseball. But again, you know what I love about this show, too? It's live. I'm on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it here, checking out what the people are sending in. But also, I do have topics picked up that I want to talk about. And I told you before the break, the Cardinals' tank job this year is going to be stupendous to watch it play out. We'll get to that. Ohio State, we'll talk a little bit about college football heading into week one, week zero. Super profitable for your boy DRS. Jim Harbaugh wanting to pay football players, which is hilarious. And we'll get to that in just a few moments here. But how about this? Let me just start this up. College football bowl season stinks. It stinks out loud. It's going to be gone sooner than later to a full playoff like the NFL. Can you imagine if the NFL had the Super Bowl, right? Top two teams in football. We'd enjoy that. But let's just say NFL teams also played in bowl games. Peach Bowl, Cotton Bowl, Texas Bowl, Duke's Mayo Bowl, and it meant nothing. We would all hate those games, right? Be a preseason game. Well, that's de facto what college football bowl games are. Outside of the college football playoff, it's a farce. Nobody cares. No, the kids, not the alumni. It's not the 1980s anymore. We're saying, ooh, we're going to the Holiday Bowl. Like, nobody cares. Literally, nobody cares unless the stone-cold, hardcore, degenerate better. Bowl games stink out loud outside of the playoff. Zero to cheer for. The players don't want to be there. Coaches don't want to be there. And quite frankly, the fans probably get forced to be like, oh, I'm going to watch my son play one more time, man. What a boring game down in Tennessee I got to go watch. Exactly. But that's besides the point here. I'm reading a tweet from Amanda Kristovich here, and it says, ESPN has reached a deal to put ACC regular season football games and New Year's six bowl games in ... movie theaters this season. The quote is, "We believe movie theaters are the next great frontier for live sporting events," end quote, COO of Theater Sports, what is that, Theater Sports Network, whatever that is. Yeah, I hate to tell you, we're not going to the movies to watch bogus New Year's six bowl games or ACC football, which is a terrible football conference outside of Clemson and Florida State. People aren't going there. I'm in Southern New Jersey. Try telling my wife and my kid, we are going to the movies here, right? Okay, what do you want to see? Well, I would love to see North Carolina and Boston College while you guys go see the Barbie movie. Stop it! Who in their right mind is going to the movie theater on New Year's Day, hungover, to watch horrendous football games? Nobody. Again, this isn't 1984, where Penn State going to the Holiday Bowl to play, let's just say, BYU was a big deal. It's not anymore. Bowl season stinks. And I can't watch it from my house. I don't want to watch it. I don't even want to cross it up on my channel, watch a bowl game. Click, click, click. Oh, look at this. San Jose State is playing San Diego State in a bowl game. Click, thanks. Don't care. Paying money to go to the movies to watch a terrible, boring, meaningless bowl game. I won't even go to that with the national championship game is in a movie theater. I'm sitting down. But the fact that they said the ACC regular season games. Who's your NC? Hey, by the way, hey, hon, what are we doing this weekend? Well, you know what I figured we'd do? Look, we'll go out to dinner. We'll have a nice meal. Grab a cocktail or two. Then we're going to head to the movies. And the wife goes, oh, that's going to be fun. What are we seeing tonight? Way do you get a hold of Wake Forest and NC State tonight, live from Carter Finley. Oh, it's going to be great, hon. You'll love that game. She would be asleep by the first quarter, being bored out of her mind. I just thought I had to bring that up here because I thought it was a great topic where it's like, hey, by the way, we're going to save the bowl games by putting them in movie theaters. Do you know how you save the bowl games right now? You put the bowl games in a trash can and send it to the dump. Give me more playoff teams. Don't give me more bowl games. You know what? I'll make this pact right now with the people. If this does come to fruition, where they're going to put games in movie theaters, the first year we have a 24 or 30 team playoff in college football, that first weekend I'll go to the movie theater and sit back in the lounge chairs and watch it in Dolby surround sound with popcorn, a diet soda, and I'll relax and geek out there with my Miami Hurricanes hoodie on, even though they probably won't even be in the top 30 in the country in 10 years when this might take place. But no, I'm not going to watch a random ACC game on like a Saturday afternoon in a movie theater. And I damn sure I'm not showing up to watch a horrendous Idaho Potato Bowl on blue turf between Boise State and Miami of Ohio. I'm not doing that either. All right. I just had to get that out of the way here. We got more topics up next. Let's hit the Cardinals. Let's hit the team that's tanking in 2023 and see how it turns out. Donnie Wrightside in the afternoon on the grid. What's better? Nothing. I'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, cut news here across the NFL as we're waiting for each team to complete the roster for the 2023 NFL season. Chosen Anderson has just been cut by the Miami Dolphins here. If you don't know who Chosen Anderson is, good for you. It's actually Robbie Anderson, who's a longtime NFL player, changed his name to Chosen, and now he's been cut by the Dolphins. So I guess they chose to cut him here. But we'll see if any other big names come out here across the landscape as these teams got to get down. I believe it's 4 o'clock is the deadline today. So we'll see if that happens with big name players, a couple surprises, what might happen here. But I'll tell you what's not a surprise. And actually it was. Look, this isn't a surprise. This team is going to stink. But maybe the way they're going to stink might surprise some people. Colt McCoy got cut by the Arizona Cardinals. And if you're saying to yourself, like, yeah, what's the big deal? I mean, theoretically, you're right. What is the big deal? They weren't challenging for a division championship, an NFC championship, or a Super Bowl with Colt McCoy, a quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals. I did think it was interesting when they did make the trade for Josh Dobbs. They have Clayton Tune on the roster, a young quarterback. But at least you would have thought, if Colt McCoy was there, competent veteran quarterback just to keep things professional in a season that looks like it's going to go up in flames. A calming influence, a professional that'll run practice, get you through your offensive sets, make sure and hold people accountable. Well, he got let go. He'll find another job in the NFL. He'll be a quality backup somewhere. But that's not even the case. So if you're upset, like, I can't believe it, they're tanking because they cut Colt McCoy. No, they were tanking all the way through up to cutting Colt McCoy. But now it just looks like an absolute dumpster fire in Arizona, and they're going to be fine with it. Now, here's the question. It's not so much here that we're taking a look at Colt McCoy being a legitimate quarterback and Colt McCoy being cut. But it's what are you actually going to do with what you thought was going to be your franchise quarterback in Kyler Murray? Hear me out on this. Let me just take a look here. I'm going to bring up the seasonal schedule here for the Arizona Cardinals and the way things are shaping up. We think the Commanders are probably going to be an average football team at best in 2023. We now look at the FanDuel Sportsbook, and the Cardinals are getting a full touchdown from the Washington Commanders opening week. The Cardinals then take on the Giants, who are a better football team than them. Then the Cowboys, who are a better football team than them. Who are 49ers, who are better. Bengals, better. Even though, let's just say the Rams come in with Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp healthy. I don't care what the record is. They're better. The Seahawks are better. The Ravens, the Browns, the Falcons, maybe the Texans they battle with. And that's in late November. Are we bringing Kyler Murray back? And what are you actually bringing Kyler Murray back for? Honestly, what are you bringing him back for? To showcase him with no talent on offense to hope you get massive draft compensation back when you paid him like he's the best player in the league? Oh my goodness. It is a dumpster fire. The only hope is they tank so bad they get Caleb Williams. And what do? Cut Kyler Murray after giving him $250 million? Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Let's get to the phone lines here. 844-843-6879. X-Man's calling in from Virginia. X-Man, talk to me. What do we got today on a Tuesday?
We got a nice card. I got WNBA props.
Yep.
Points. Mm-hmm. Watch Tim Miskic's point guard, Natasha Cloud, over 12.5. Mm-hmm. Los Angeles Sparks point guard, Jordan Canada, over 13.5.
Mm-hmm.
San Diego Padres on the run line and the L.A. Yep. Dodgers on the run line. 16-1.
16-1. 16-1, people, to get it started here. Now, we need these victories, too, because I miss these. I miss these, X-Man. I see it like we're coming close to hitting big bank breakers night to night here. So I'm feeling good about a 16-1 shot here today. Give me the level of excitement today for a 4:30 a.m. tweet from you coming to me that says we cashed in this ticket.
Man, I'm ready, man.
Me too.
Throw it a 10 out of 10. Let's go, man.
Uh-huh.
I know I sound calm, but I'm like Kobe Bryant. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to get it, man.
No, we feel you. No, we do. We understand. It's going to happen today. X-Man's in 16-1, Kobe Bryant style. The Mamba's here. We need to cash these in tonight. I'm feeling a big night tonight. And we're going to start the Major League Baseball handicap in the next segment here. And again, as I told you, it's not the greatest looking card, but that doesn't mean we can't find value here. And I think we'll be able to do that. I have the pitchers lined up. Also, I have a list of who we think is going to be in the lineup tonight for these teams. We'll take a look at some of the price points and what the payouts could possibly be and be able to dip in there. Now, if you want a nice payout in the NFL, you just take a look at that divisional race out there in the West, the NFC West. San Francisco minus 165. Sounds about right. Seattle Seahawks plus 200. Sounds about right. Rams at 10-1. I don't expect a lot from them at all. And the Arizona Cardinals, not to win the Super Bowl, not to win the NFC, but just to win their division, 27-1. They're going to be embarrassing. They're going to have another top pick here. And the thing I don't understand is, look, I know you didn't anticipate signing Kyler Murray to that massive deal and then say, okay, he's going to go down with a knee injury. I get it. But in what world where Caleb Williams is coming into the NFL, you are going to keep Kyler Murray and trade that pick? It doesn't seem feasible here. Because as you know, if you don't think Kyler Murray is going to be that dominant quarterback for your franchise, you better go get a player that you think is going to be that dominant quarterback. Could you see them drafting Kyler Murray number one? A few years later, giving him a massive extension at $50 million plus a season, and then trading him for pennies on the dollar because you got your quarterback. Now, granted, quarterbacks around the league that if you think can play, they're going to be worth some draft compensation. But again, Kyler Murray would have been worth a lot more, A, had he not been injured, and B, you didn't give him that massive contract. He's already locked into that. He is paid like he is supposed to win the Super Bowl, and yet we don't even know if we are going to see him on the field this year. And quite frankly, from a Cardinals perspective, why would you even see Kyler Murray this season? Unless you caught lightning in a bottle, and he returns in week 8, and you're 4-4, or after week 8, and you're 4-4. But I just went over the seasonal schedule for the Cardinals. Now, look, it's the NFL. They're still professional athletes. Any given Sunday, as we like to say, right? But outside of that, who are they beating? Like, even if you want to say on October 15th they're taking on the Rams, they can hang. The game's still on the road. If you want to say November 19th, Donnie, they take on the Texans. That game's on the road. Like, if those games were home, okay. Because it still is hard to win home football games in the NFL. We know that. But I don't see where the wins are coming from for the Arizona Cardinals. Like, at all. Like, you are going to bring back Kyler Murray to showcase him? What are you going to do? Because, now, hear me out. Here's how it's going to play. Kyler Murray's our guy. It's not going anywhere. We're bringing him back in week 9. Why wouldn't we? He's healthy. He's our future. Let's see if we can win some games. Ridiculous. Because you're just trying to paint the picture that, hey, guys, we're not going to trade Kyler Murray. Oh, you want to give us 3 first-round draft picks for Kyler Murray? Okay, well, think about it. Well, that's not happening here. But it's going to be interesting to watch this. And by the way, if you are a Cardinals fan listening right now, you're just looking for a college football team. You're like USC. You're a USC fan right now. That's it. You're not rooting for the Cardinals. That's a wasted football season. I'm Donnie Wrightside. It's Moneyline in the Afternoon on the Grid, and I'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Who's ready to talk some baseball, people?
I certainly am. Time to get down to business here. Let's make some money. Made some yesterday. Let's do it again today. By the way, same game parlay today for me. It's going to come from the Seattle Mariners. Because why? They're red hot. And I don't need a lot. Yesterday I tried to go for a 4-1. Almost got it. Just needed a Schwarber RBI. Didn't get it. Multiple opportunities. It just didn't happen. Same game parlay today. Marinating wins was the name of it. Teoscar Hernandez to record an RBI. And the Mariners to win the game on the money line tonight, plus 156. Simple, not going to make you rich, but I think it makes some sense here. Teoscar Hernandez on fire, sandwiched in between guys like Julio Rodriguez, little Ty France, Cal Raleigh. I think it makes sense again. Marinating wins, Hernandez to get an RBI, Mariners on the money line, plus 156. We're getting down to business on that one here. All right, pitchers on the card today. By the way, more unders than overs today for me of how it lines up. And by the way, a pitcher that I'm looking to fade has an ERA over the past 6 weeks of a 3. How about that? Sometimes it doesn't sound right how it lines up. By the way, Alex Cobb of the San Francisco Giants, I want to thump him too tonight with the Reds. However, he only has a 4.04 xFIP. But his ISO power numbers and weighted on-base percentages against? Terrible. That's something to keep an eye on. Best pitchers on the card today, past 6 weeks minimum, 20 innings pitched. Number one, you'll never guess this. Rex had a caller today from Kansas City. Cole Reagans. Yeah, Cole Reagans. 2.08 ERA, xFIP of 2.67 over the past 6 weeks, 34 and two-thirds innings pitched. Another guy from a bad baseball team. Tarik Skubal, 7 games started, 36 in the third innings pitched. He's 3-2 overall, but his xFIP number is a 2.85. Zach Thompson, St. Louis Cardinals, 2.95 xFIP over the past 6 weeks. Justin Steele, George Kirby, just a few names of guys we are certainly not fading here. And by the way, you have 12 pitchers on the card today with under a 4 xFIP, which again, I don't like. I like bad pitchers. We had a lot of those yesterday. In that 4 range today, Brandon Williamson, Brian Bello, Aaron Civale, Ken Waldichuk, Mackenzie Gore, J.P. France, Andrew Heaney, Jesse Schlottens, who I would love to fade today. Close to a 5 ERA over the past 6 weeks, 32 and two-thirds innings, 0-4 through his 5 starts, 4.52 xFIP. But he's still on that borderline. There's 2 guys out of 28 that I've handicapped here that have terrible xFIPs, and a terrible xFIP is anything over 5. Michael Lorenzen of the Philadelphia Phillies, which is crazy because why? In the past week, 6 weeks, he's actually throwing a no-hitter. But he's got a 5.02 xFIP taking on the Los Angeles Angels. And by the way, do you know what hurt yesterday? Because you know what I'm looking to do with Michael Lorenzen, right? Who's in that lineup that you certainly would want to take and can do some damage tonight? Shohei Ohtani. 380 ISO power number. Now, hold on, that's for the current season. Let's see his last 30 days. 265 ISO, still very good. Weighted on base percentage, 433 against right-handed pitching. But again, the issue with Shohei Ohtani, which is why, you know, sometimes when we go to SG Moneyline here on X, Mammoth Hops used to always tweet in and be like, you know what? We're just going to take Shohei Ohtani for a run scored because he's on base repeatedly. That's why his weighted on base percentage is so high. But yesterday, I had him as a single player for the Angels. Now, granted, he's probably still going to get a few at-bats in the game, but the quality ones that matter, that you wait for, right? I mean, come on. It's anybody can come up to the plate with nobody on, right? Like, okay, I need a solo home run to get at least one RBI here. A double or a triple doesn't do me any good here. Single walk doesn't matter. But he got intentionally walked with two runners on base and two outs, which, again, didn't pay off for the Phillies because there was a base hit right behind him, which gave, I believe, the Angels a 3-1 lead. But that's a tough part. Like, when you're taking batters that are so dominant and their numbers say they are, boy, that hurts because really all you're asking from an RBI prop chance in Major League Baseball is for somebody, or a runner, I should say, to be in scoring position. Runner on third, less than two outs. It's like, man, this is the dream scenario. Put the ball in play, we get an RBI. Or if there's runners on, let's just say, second and third, you get a single, you drive both of those guys in. Or there's a runner on first and third, you double in the gap, two runs score. That's all you ask for. You want traffic on the base pass. But it just hurts sometimes where you need that RBI or RBIs to come in, and they don't because your guy didn't even get to have an at-bat. And again, sometimes you can't fault the players, too. Like, forget about the intentional walk. But I'm telling you right now, when I see, like, second, third, one out with my guy at the plate, I'm like, oh, this is going to be good. And then he draws a walk with a good at-bat. It's like, man, that's a terrible at-bat for me because I needed an RBI. But sometimes when you take a look at Shohei Ohtani, which I might have to play him again today, but, boy, it's just going to be painful when he lines up with a man on second base, two outs, you know, nobody on first, base open, and they walk him in. You see what I mean? That's tough. But the two worst pitchers on the card xFIP-wise over the past 6 weeks in Major League Baseball, Michael Lorenzen and Tyler Anderson. What do they have in common? They're going against each other tonight in Philadelphia. 78 degrees at first pitch. 6-mile-an-hour wind really blowing right to left. So no real impact. But if we're taking a look at a team, look at the Philadelphia Phillies, by the way. And also, here's sometimes we have to really take your eye off the prize and say, you have to trust in the analytical numbers. Because xFIP doesn't tell you base hits, per se, right? It doesn't tell you hard contact. What xFIP is, it measures a pitcher's ability on how he dominates and influences the game without anything outside. That's why it's called expected fielding independent pitching. Because you're not worried about the players in the field. Like if you took Sierra, Skill Interactive ERA, that has to deal with how the defense plays behind you as well. So if you just want to take the underlying value out, and here's why it's been so successful on xFIP, is because you're just worried about fly balls, low strikeouts, balls in play, right? So if Tyler Anderson pitches all 27 outs, and 20 of those outs were fly balls to the outfield, you'd be like, wow, even though he just threw a no-hitter, eventually he is going to be destroyed. And that's the thought process behind it. So Tyler Anderson, if we take a look here, let me just bring up his last 30 days, he's been brutal against left-handed batters. You know who's been really good? Lefty on lefty, again, Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper. High K rates for both of those guys. Schwarber threw 43 at-bats against left-handed pitching over the past 30 days. 28% K rate. Bryce Harper, 25%. But look at the ISOs between those two. Schwarber, 233. Harper, 303. Weighted on base percentage for Schwarber, 362. For Bryce Harper, 441. Now get this. You guys know I use the ISO power number metrics a lot. You want that number to be 170 or higher. That's an above average Major League Baseball player. If we take a look at the Phillies lineup heading into tonight against left-handed pitchers, which typically most Major League Baseball teams hit right-handed pitchers better than lefties, just the way it is. But the Phillies, that's not the case. Absolutely on fire. Now, keep in mind also, their strikeout numbers against left-handed pitchers are quite high, and that could be an issue. But look at the ISOs up and down this lineup as we anticipate tonight. Schwarber, 233. Turner, 188. Castellanos, 289. Harper, 303. Alec Bohm, 220. JT Realmuto, 300. Bryson Stott, 192. Sosa, 353. Rojas, 179. Every single batter in the lineup today for the Philadelphia Phillies, how about that? All above average ISO power numbers against lefties. Weighted on base percentages, you want that at 320 to 325 or higher? Only one guy on the team, Trey Turner, has a weighted on base percentage of 314. That's the lowest. Everybody else in this roster past 30 days against left-handed pitching, 362, 420, 441, 368, 390, 343, 526, and 342. That is absolutely incredible. We're going to be taking a look at a lot of Philadelphia Phillies today in this lineup. And by the way, 5.04 XFIP for Tyler Anderson, that matches up with his 5.61 ERA. Six starts over the past 6 weeks, 33 2/3 innings, 1-3 as a record. If you flip it over to the Philadelphia Phillies side, pitching, Michael Lorenzen, he's actually had some decent success here. The bottom of the lineup here for the Los Angeles Angels stinks out loud. 6-7-8-9, all bad. 223, 230, 159, 207 weighted on base percentages. However, the top half of the lineup, outside of Brandon Drury, does have high weighted on base percentages. Shanuel, 385. Otani, 433. Moustakas, 335. Rengifo, 356. The two worst pitchers of the card, people, are going to do battle tonight in the city of brotherly love. Let's take a look at some of these batters and how they line up with the possibilities that we could string together and get a massive same game parlay, round robin. Now let's check it out. Donnie Wrightside in the afternoon. I'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Party people, who's ready to have some fun today? And yes, we expect a big night tonight. So I ask the gambling gods here. Gambling gods, if we want to put together a massive round robin, how's it going to work tonight?
Donnie, I believe tonight is your night, and we will be cashing tickets for you.
That's what I wanted to hear, man, to be honest. We're expecting a big night. I think we can, even though the pitchers out there aren't as fadable as we want. Let's get to the phone lines here, 844-843-6879. The Moose, it's Tuesday. He's on the loose. He's talking to your boy DRS right here on the Sports Grid Network. What's up, Moose?
Yes, sir. So I want you to ask the gambling gods the outcome of this ticket. Now, I am keeping it a four pick, we're going yard, and we're keeping it on the East Coast. We're keeping it in two ballparks. We're keeping it in the Phillies, and we're keeping it in the Baltimore ballparks. Bryce Harper to go yard.
Yeah.
Trey Turner to go yard. Ryan Mountcastle to go yard. And to top it off, Anthony Santander to go yard.
Yeah.
Now, Moose,
$8
this is the gambling gods talking to you here. I believe this is a fantastic option for home runs.
There you go, Moose. They spoke to you. They're ready. They love it.
Yes, sir. A $8 ticket will kick you back $3,000 and 31 cents and 56 cents.
That's striking.
All four of those guys are capable of going yard, and they have been going yard. So, but with that, you have a great evening. And here, I'll just end it with this. I've been in contact with the Beau Rivage, and I'm going to try and make it out there sometime in the fall. So if I make it out there in the fall, I fully expect a visit. Or maybe we could sit down, UJP, K-Dub, you know?
Fantastic.
I think that would be a good time.
A little on-the-run action there. By the way, Moose, can I ask you a question? Let me ask you a law enforcement question here. I quote tweeted and talked about it on the air. Guaranteed rate. There was a gunshot inside the stadium a few days back. They finally get down to what actually happened. And tell me this, because I know when you have to get into games, you do walk through a metal detector. Is it possible that the metal detector doesn't work if you hide stuff in rolls of fat? Is that possible?
I don't believe so. I think I heard that earlier. I think what happened is that they probably did a hand wand over her, and she could have had like a purse or something else. And trust me, I have found items hidden or concealed in various parts of one's lower extremity. But here's the deal. You know, she's facing CCW charges. She's facing discharge of a weapon. She's facing probably endangerment, you know, where that round went. But, I could just imagine.
My goodness.
You know?
My goodness.
That's absolute. Oh, and while we're on law enforcement, how about that Nebraska corn player who got arrested last night for ag robbery? The Big Ten player.
Never a good thing.
Held up a gas station. Amazing.
Get that. That's maybe the wrong way to get the NIL money there. Yeah, come on now.
Well, you know, maybe Smith and Wesson will go give him an NIL contract or, you know.
Now you're using your mind.
Absolutely. Take care. Have a great night.
There you go. Moose checking in. By the way, Moose is our sergeant at arms here on the show. So whenever we have anything that has to deal with law enforcement to explain it. By the way, there's a lot of people on Twitter, too, because I had to do the same thing. You see it live on the air. You want to go a lot. You know, you want to talk about it right away. It's amazing that wasn't a parody here. Like somebody actually snuck a gun in their belly fat through a metal detector or a wand and then shot themselves because they were probably reaching down to get a beverage and hit the trigger somehow. I mean, come on now, people. You can't even make this up anymore. People are hiding guns in belly fat to get into games here. Tremendous stuff overall. Now, all right, let's get to the good stuff here. Batters that make some sense today that I do believe that can make us some money. If we're going to the Philadelphia Phillies and the Los Angeles Angels game, there's a couple guys you want to take a look at. Usually, you would say to yourself, okay, Michael Lorenzen, who I told you, does have a high xFIP over the past 6 weeks. Two teams combined at seven total starts, 4-2 record for Lorenzen, 44 and two-thirds innings pitched. He does have a 3 ERA, but that number says he's getting a little bit lucky here. He's got a 5.02 xFIP. So, if you want to take a look, it's really from the right side is where it's going to come from tonight, right? Now, here's what you have to sort of use your imagination on. Nolan Chanuel, who I believe that's how you pronounce it, never even heard of the guy before, leading off here tonight, expected to lead off, I should say, from the Angels. Otani's behind him. Now, Lorenzen has actually done very well, at least ISO power number weighted on base percentage-wise against lefties. He struggled against righties. Brandon Drury is behind Shohei Ohtani. He doesn't have a high weighted on base percentage, does have a high strikeout rate, basically, but does have a 197 ISO against right-handed pitching. Is that one thing that we look at where Ohtani might get a free base and they're going to pitch to Brandon Drury, and that's where you want to capitalize? That might be a spot to go. That might be the best of it here. Again, outside of just taking Ohtani, but you have to realize, yes, Ohtani could go yard in the first inning and have a solo home run or, you know, a runner on first base. You're not going to walk him to put a runner on second, and he can hit a two-run home run. But if we're going to look at Ohtani being on base constantly, Ohtani can run the base as well. It doesn't matter about his banged-up UCL in his elbow. Maybe Drury might be the spot. Now, the problem here is on the opposite side, the Philadelphia Phillies. Like, everybody is in a good spot. It's so hard that everybody matches the metrics on the Philadelphia Phillies that you just want to say to yourself, if you're settling in, it's probably going to be a lefty that you want to take, even though Anderson is a lefty. And that's Schwarber, Harper, and Stott probably stand out the most. But again, everybody in that lineup technically checks out. Now, guys that are close, Jose Quintana, 4.91 xFIP over the past 6 weeks, 41 innings pitched. He's going up tonight against the Texas Rangers that pulled out a win yesterday in comeback fashion up at Citi Field against the Mets. So if we're focusing on Quintana's side, he actually has really, really good numbers. ERA 3.73 over the past 6 weeks. Take a look at his ISO power number combining lefty and righty batters, an 0.81 and a weighted on base percentage of 300. Now, you know where you go on this, right, against Quintana? There's two guys that are absolutely rocking left-handed pitchers for the Texas Rangers. But it's one of those where, are you taking a flyer, Donnie? Or are you just going to be trusting your numbers? Corey Seager, 344 ISO. 34 at-bats last 30 days against left-handed pitching. Adolis Garcia, 520 ISO power number, 514 weighted on-base percentage, 33 at-bats over the past month against left-handed pitching. So if you're just looking at an ex-FIP number, Quintana's is high. His ERA is solid. His FIP is solid. But he gives up a lot of soft contact and a lot of fly balls. But the only problem is nobody's really cashed in on him yet. But if there were two guys that I would take a flyer with on the Rangers as a possibility, I'm not saying it guarantees to make my card tonight. That's Corey Seager and Adolis Garcia. Peter Lambert of the Colorado Rockies actually has a decent ERA at 3.65. XFIP of 4.84. It's almost like you just trust the Atlanta Braves to do damage. Let's get to one more phone caller here. 844-843-6879. Call lines are open. Chris in Austin is ready to go here on a Tuesday afternoon. What's up, Chris? Talk to me.
DRS, man. Good afternoon.
Hello there.
I wanted to catch you right before you left today. I'm kind of behind. But I'll stay on the baseball theme, man. You know, we did pretty good. The Diamondbacks kind of burned us. But your Phillies on the run line last night was a good bet. That over 9 was good. The over 9.5 in Boston and the Astros were good. And what else did we have? And we had the Diamondbacks. What was that other one that I had? I can't remember. Oh, I had Atlanta. Yeah, I had Atlanta in the over 12. Mm-hmm. It was 12. But it was the Blue Jay game. They came out with 8 at even, man. I jumped all over that. But as we start today, here's one, DRS, may be a sneaky good pick. It's not one of my top plays, but Kansas City Royals on the run line plus 135. Yep. Kansas City Royals on the run line plus 135 with Reagan's on the mound.
He's been good.
I tried it. It wasn't my best play, but I like it, DRS. And let's see. Okay, and then here it is. Here's my top plays. And this is a money line parlay, okay?
Okay.
Over in Tampa Bay against the Marlins. Mm-hmm. Take the Rays on the money line at plus 105. Okay. Take the Padres at minus 147. Take the New York Yankees at plus 106. And you parlay that with the Baltimore Orioles at money line at minus 230. $32 pays $600. So I played them all straight. $32 pays $600. So we go, that ain't too bad, man. That ain't too bad. No. You figure Alcantara hadn't been Alcantara all year. And Tampa needs to win. They're in the playoff. Miami does, too. So you can kind of add it 7.5. Now I'm talking it out. Maybe not. I don't have any faith in Alcantara. And I think the Rays will get to him. Like I told you, the Astros would get to sale, but that's neither here nor there. So that's what I'm looking at tonight, DRS. And, you know, you were talking about the Cardinals earlier. Mm-hmm. And So this is what I found, DRS. So you can bet that a team goes 0-17. That's plus 1,000.
Correct.
Or you can go to the Cardinals team total and put that same 100 on the under 3.5 at even money.
Yep. And by the way, what was the total? It's plus 1,000? 10-1? Or what is that? 1,000-1.
10-1. Yeah, 10-1.
Wow.
10-1. 10-1. 10-1, 0-17. I'm going to put 100 there, and then I'm going to put 100 on the Cardinals under 3.5. Because I don't think they're getting the 4, and they may go 0-17 because you hit it right on, man. That team is tanking. They got rid of a quality backup quarterback for a quarterback that they just traded for a week ago. I don't know. That team is tanking. They may not win the game. But if they do, we can get them on the 3.5 even money.
Yeah. Yeah, and it gives you every team in the league, too, which is the league we're focusing on. You know what the interesting part about that is, too, Chris? If you just thought it was the Cardinals, which I think is the worst team in football, you can, if you're putting 100, instead of going on the 10-1, you put 100 just on the Cardinals opposite, the other team's money line, I'm pretty sure if they go 0-17, you would do way better than 10-1. But again, it's not the Arizona Cardinals. You're getting every team in the league, but come on now. Arizona is by far the team that's probably going to go 0-17 at that point. Also, the last remaining winless team to be the Cardinals, probably a fantastic bet at plus 460. That's some fun stuff to dip into. And again, we are getting close to the start of the NFL season, and I love to look at some stuff like Chris just brought up right there. And also, TJ called it earlier from Kansas City. Look at that. Chris is loving himself out there, too. Some Kansas City Royals. Bobby Witt out there in these streets. How about it? Fantastic show. We got one more segment before we shut it down. Don't go anywhere. Keep it right here. SiriusXM channel 159.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Little segment here before we get you out of here for Coast to Coast coming up next on the Sports Grid Network. Make sure you don't go anywhere. Cut line coming up here. Eagles just released Trey Sermon because their backfield has a million running backs in it here. We also got a trade here. How about this? The Miami Dolphins made a trade. I told you that they were looking at Jonathan Taylor, and they finally make a trade, but it's not for Jonathan Taylor. The Dolphins are sending 2020 first-round pick Noah Igbinohae, however you pronounce that name, to the Dallas Cowboys in exchange for cornerback Kelvin Joseph. So one of those that sprinted right by my timeline, I said, oh, there it is. Jonathan Taylor's on the move. Not yet. As we said, talks are still fluid there, and there is an expectation that by the end of the day, Jonathan Taylor will be moved, and could it be to the Miami Dolphins? Stay tuned for that. Also tonight, we're looking to bounce back in a big way on our same game parlay. Kept it simple today, marinating wins with your Seattle Mariners. And that's Teoscar Hernandez to get an RBI and the Mariners to win tonight on the money line. It's cheap. It's a plus 156 price. It's not a 3-1, 4-1, or 5-1, but I think it makes sense. I think we'll have more money in our pocket by the end of tonight than we started with, and that's the goal. And again, if you guys want some RBI props to play with tonight, always give me a follow at RightsideVP on Twitter, or just use the hashtag SGMoneyline, so that way we can go back and forth, see what the action is, where the plays are, and also if we can put a nice round robin together for tonight. Tomorrow is a Wednesday. That'll be another solo mission for your boy Donnie Rightside here. Then Kev will be back on Thursday and Friday, and away we go into the holiday weekend. And changes are coming to the Sports Grid Network. Some different hours for your boy Donnie Rightside. We'll tell you about a little bit of those details later in the week. But that'll do it for the show today. A lot of fantastic callers calling in. A lot of hype for the show, and a lot of money to be made tonight. For Christian behind the wheels of steel, I'm Donnie Rightside. This is Moneyline, and we'll be back tomorrow. See ya.